Joaquin, how did you feel out there? Anything you were trying to do, or just kind of getting your feet wet first time out?
Hey, Nick, thank you. Yes, first time out is tough. To see some of the pitches that I don't usually do, especially those fastballs in the third, it's not for me. I didn't like that, but you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the being out there. It was nice to see some fans in the stands, and it's just adrenaline to kick in, and feels good. Feels great.
Steve Gilbert,
Joaquin, I know a lot of veteran pitchers, closers have a certain number of innings they like to work. Some like more work, less work during spring training. How many appearances or innings do you usually need during spring to be ready?
Well, I feel like I don't need many at this point in my career. I just want to be ready. But we're gonna go with every outing. It depends how it feels every outing. How do I feel throwing the ball? How I feel like my command. We will progress in more or less inning. It depends on the outings.
What is kind of the range then? Anywhere from 6 to 10 or something like that?
Yeah, around that area.
Any other questions?
Is there anything in particular you're working on this spring?
Just the command of my fastball. Trying to get corners, to move the ball up and down in the zone. I think that's important in this new baseball, that you command your fastball the way you're supposed to. And today, my command wasn't as good as I would like, but I know I will get there.
Jack Summers, go ahead.
When you say the new baseball, do you mean the last few years where the ball has been more lively, or this year specifically where they say they may have made some changes to make it a little less lively?
Well, all around it. I think with the new technology, everybody is looking at you more with more details. You have to be able to perform, to execute pitches the way that you're supposed to. If you want a fastball in, you have to be in. So try to be more accurate with your command, because everybody is expecting something. They know the numbers, they know the videos and everything. So you have to execute.
Thanks.
David Ben, go ahead.
Hi, Joaquin. I have a question in Spanish, and it's not about today's outing. The question is, we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of Fernando Mania in Los Angeles with Fernando Valenzuela. And I know that was, you know, obviously before your time, but I wanted to ask you about the legacy of Fernando as coming up as a pitcher in Mexico. So if I can ask this question in Spanish, nos estamos acercando al 40 aniversario de la Fernando Mania. Obviamente fue antes de tu nacer realmente, pero criándote, creciendo como lanzador mexicano, ¿cuál es el legado que ha dejado Fernando en el país y entre los pitchers mexicanos?
¿Quieres que lo responda solo en español?
Sí, en español, por favor, y luego podemos hacerlo en inglés.
Fernando fue una inspiración para muchos. Fernando, de la manera que llegó Fernando a las Grandes Ligas, de la manera, de acuerdo al problema social que había también en Los Ángeles, Fernando fue algo que trajo mucha paz para muchas personas fuera del terreno y obviamente dentro del terreno cuando los veías triunfar con los Los Angeles Dodgers. Fernando, a pesar de que no me tocó verlo en sus años de Fernando Manía, tengo la fortuna de conocerlo en persona y pues platicar con él. Conozco a su hijo también y realmente es una familia de mucho respeto, ¿no?
Do you guys need that in English, or is it?
No, I think we're okay. It will just, like, okay. You know, since you asked that question, you could use that answer. Okay. Anybody else have anything? Joaquin? No, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joaquin.
Nice to see you.
Hi, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Gracias, Joaquin.